Shalom leYehudim, shalom leBnei Noach, shalom leGoyim. It's the evening of the second day, Ches beMenachem Av, Parashas VeEschanan, Tavshin Ayin Dalas. The evening of the first day, Thursday, 3 August 2014, webcasting from Israel Adrift, maybe. And so last night, Bibi and Bogi addressed the nation to tell us that Israel was completing its destruction of 31 murder tunnels dug into Israel. And consequently, there will be a redeployment of troops, withdrawing, if not completely, from the Strip in 1985, after 3 years of trying to govern Beirut and southern Lebanon. Rabin in Paris called for retreat into a security zone that they designed, which lasted for 5 years. Sounds of Bibi and Bogi are also thinking along those lines. They did not say the fighting was over, but only this phase. And in any case, today was another normal day down south, where the Iron Dome system does not work, where the rockets and mortars are so close as to allow Jews only 15 seconds to take shelter and run for their lives when the red color warning is sounded. In the south, life has come to a standstill, and those who have not fled north do not live normal lives, what with the red color alarm today sounding, I think, more than 30 times. Voices in Likud and Habayat HaYud, the Jewish home parties, are grumbling about the loss of initiative. But I abstain on this. I need more information. When the fighting was like a day old, Egypt proposed a truce. Bibi accepted, and to his right there was bitter anger, and the hot-headed Danny Danone opened his mouth and got himself fired. It seemed not to occur to him and Bibi's critics at the time that the acceptance of the Egyptian proposal was a ploy to blame Hamas as the rejectionists. It was a proposal both Egypt and Israel knew Hamas could not accept. Likewise, I reserve judgment on what they're doing these days. What I'm more convinced of than ever is the need for a massive invasion of Gaza, which could result in the death of thousands of soldiers, but that may be the price we have to pay to defeat this enemy, who we have no choice but to defeat. The current situation simply cannot continue. Southern Israel has become like a cancerous limb decaying. Hamas has made all the kibbutzim and other communities close to the Strip unlivable. We have no choice but total victory over Hamas. We have to exterminate their power over us. And I fear the price could be in the thousands. In 1973, with less than half the population we have today, we lost 2,600 men. In 1967, we lost 700, 800 men. And I fear in our fatness, our prosperity, we are quaking on our boots of the loss so far of less than 70. I fear we will have to pay a very steep price for the sin these last 13 years of abandoning Sderot and environs. That once pleasant, tiny little development town has become a sad place. I think as well today two missiles were shot down over Tel Aviv by the Iron Dome system, but again in the south, it's a business as usual, that is to say, fear as usual. The link posted for this webcast is worth a viewing at this point, I think. So let me suggest you all to hit the pause on your computer, the program. Open up another browser, check out this a two-minute video, and see what we're up against, and then get back to me. Okay, this morale-boosting Hamas video that I hope you all saw, I think exposes just who it is we are being attacked by. These are the Rocket Boys I've often talked about. You see them training in this video, how they run out quickly carrying their rockets and equipment that they hide in an orchard, where quickly they set up the apparatus, fire off the missiles, and then can hustle away. And the knowledge that Israel has the technical capability of pinpointing the launch point and retaliating fast. What I found interesting in this presentation was the absence of the target of these rockets. They look heroic, these warriors, but we never see their target. It's not this dramatization of a clash with IDF soldiers. What you see is training to launch these rockets into Israel with the conscious intent of murdering one or more Jews at random in their neighborhoods and streets and playgrounds and synagogues, or failing that, at least smashing into a Jewish home and destroying a whole room, a bedroom, kitchen, living room. These rocket boys in this video are each and every one, we can assume, a bloodthirsty would-be murderer. Indeed, an anti-Semitic murderer, for the main idea that drives them is the insult to their religion by free Jews in rebellion against Allah. Jews are required to be oppressed and humiliated, and they were somewhere in Islam every day for the last 1,400 years. Unfortunately, Israel's leaders have a few thoughts about that. They know the Arabs are our mortal enemy. They're not delusional like those on the left, but otherwise they say very little against these Muslim brothers in Gaza who fire off these rockets every day and will continue to do that until stopped. Satanic is not too strong a word, I think, to describe what you see on this video, which looks like an ad for a weapons manufacturer. It's meant to boast of the glorious deeds of the rocket boys of Hamas, and that tells yours truly how truly barbaric these people are. They have no conscience that tells them it's not a good idea to fire rockets like this at random into the middle of Jewish villages and towns trying to kill anybody. We have also seen these past few weeks the behavior we have seen for decades, how they hide behind children and place their artillery next to hospitals and orphanages. Non-combatants get it. And they do this so that they can smear us Jews with the guilt for the deaths that they themselves are responsible for. This seems to be something like a short circuit in the brains of these people, and by these people I mean not only the Hamas terrorists themselves, but the people who support them. Hamas just loves shooting video of children wounded. You've seen this on the news. The man is carrying a child running through the streets to a hospital, and Hamas uses this video to prove it's the Jews who are deliberately killing children. As per the title of the last webcast, this is the age-old blood libel in modern dress. We are faced in Hamas with men who have the souls of illiterate tribesmen, little different from their forebears in the 7th century when Islam arose. Hamas is a death cult, which should not surprise because it's just the local Muslim Brotherhood franchise, which cult originated in Egypt, Egypt of the pyramids, those greatest tombs in the world. The closest thing to an ancient Egyptian, closest thing to a Bible for an ancient Egyptian was Egyptian Book of the Dead. And the pharaohs built these pyramids every day of their reign, building their own tombs. What distinguishes Hamas and its war against us from us is Hamas's proud slogan, "You love life and we love death." And that's why we are going to win, they say. Israel's public diplomacy in this matter is almost non-existent. Israelis talk of defeating terror when that makes no sense. Terror is a spontaneous emotion, a great and sudden fear. That's not the enemy. Emotions are not the enemy. The enemy is the Arabs and the Islam they have invented to justify their still ravenous antediluvian appetites for the wealth of others. Make no mistake, these Hamas leaders are maniacs, but in this life they're hardly ascetic. In a recent Ynet news story, what was surveyed was Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh's purchase 4 years ago of a parcel of land in the most expensive neighborhood in the Gaza Strip, Rimal it's called, and he paid $4 million for it, just the land. He's also reported to own several other properties used by his 13 children. And then the question to ask itself, what does a man like this, where does he get his money? He doesn't produce anything for sale. Obviously, as head of the government in Gaza, he gets his money from all the taxes Hamas levies on everything that comes into the strip from outside. And he's not alone in the Hamas leadership as an owner of pricey real estate and a luxury home. Being the head of Hamas makes you a multimillionaire. And that's because it's an Arab institution that top politicians and government, very third world, get to become very rich. As the man in the street, or rather in the Gaza context, the man in the alley, continues to live in a slum.
קומי רוני, רוני בלילה, רוני בלילה לראש השמורות. 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 איי איי איי, שפכי כמים, כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם. איי 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 איי, שפכי כמים, כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם. Na 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 na. קומי רוני, רוני בלילה, רוני בלילה לראש השמורות. 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 איי 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 איי, שפכי כמים, כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם. איי 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 איי, שפכי כמים, כמים ליבך נוכח פני השם. Na-na-nai, na-na-na, na-nai-nai, na-na-nai, na-na-nai-nai-nai, na-na-nai, na-na-na, na-na, na-na, na-nai, na-na-na-nai, na-na-nai, na-na-na, na-nai-nai, na-na-nai, na-na-nai-nai-nai, na-na-nai, na-na-na, na-na, 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 na-nai-nai.
Yeah, Hamas is this evil organization of lunatic anti-Jew gangsters who have become millionaires as they skim off the foreign aid money that reaches the Strip. Aid money they do not use to improve the living conditions of the inhabitants of the UNRWA slums, but to build this mind-boggling underground world of tunnels and arsenals, hidden rockets. You saw that video, right? How they dig pits in orchards and put in sliding covers. They install rocket launchers in the pit, which they then slide the cover over and put on dirt, and then you leave it that way so it cannot be seen from the air before, and open it when you want to fire it at the Jews in this dig out. Gaza is notorious also for its terrible water supply and sewage disposal system, which is completely inadequate. They could have repaired that system with all the money Hamas, the government, spent on these tunnels, the miles of them lined with concrete and steel. You may remember that in years past, Israel refused to allow such building materials into the Strip for fear they would be used against us. But the Enlightened said, oh no, the Ancient Ones want to build new schools and medical clinics. Oh, how they love their children and care for the health of their people, right? Israel's public diplomacy never exposes the utter corruption of these Hamas bigwigs, their hypocrisy and sick medieval, even magical, Jew hatred. We are, though, that is the IDF, learning more and more of their satanic imaginations as we learn that hundreds of houses in Gaza have been booby-trapped by Hamas. They dig these tunnels, starting in the basement of a family home, whether the family likes it or not, and then they secrete in the walls of the building explosives, which can be detonated by remote control in the event Israeli soldiers discover the tunnel in the house. And the soldiers enter the house, and Hamas blows it up. That's what happened last Wednesday in the north of the Strip. It's been their plan to force Israel to enter their alleyways and slum dwellings and ambush us in all kinds of inventive ways. They have become like rabid gophers, crazed gophers who pop up out of an unseen hole in the ground to attack. They fire off their missiles from within their residential areas and force us to enter these areas to be ambushed. Like the battle in Jenin in 2002, if you remember, in order to take down some 20 terrorists hiding there, we sacrificed about the same number of our brave soldiers. We should have shelled the area to take down these terrorists with little regard for the noncombatants among them. Israel would not do that. There's something so evil in these Hamas boys, this organization that is a local cousin of Al-Qaeda, all of them products of the Muslim Brotherhood, which arose to make war on Western civilization, the civilization that brought down the Ottoman Caliphate in World War I. Muslims like these were then humiliated and terrified by this loss, terrified by the threat to their way of life. Hamas must be completely defeated in Gaza. The cost will be high, but I think it must be paid. They are a cult whose brains are on fire with Jew hatred. Their every work day is dedicated to Jew killing. Think of the expense and the man hours they put into building these miles and miles of underground tunnels. Every minute of the Hamas work day is devoted to Jew hatred and Jew killing. Hamas cares nothing for the welfare of the people in Gaza. They spent all this money on the tunnel project, nothing on sanitation, nothing on schools. And as we saw in that video, these rocket boy launchers in their camouflage suits and boots and keffiyehs trained to do one thing, fire rockets into Jewish communities, into our homes, parks, shopping centers, factories, and synagogues. Their rocket fusillades are not meant to target enemy soldiers, but Jewish people of all ages, both sexes, to kill them and terrify them. There can be no truce, no agreement, no mutually agreeable arrangement with these people. Israel has no alternative but total victory. And it's an easy victory, at least to measure, just the destruction of all their missiles and the machines used to make them. It would also not hurt for Israel to begin a public campaign to dislodge UNRWA from the Strip, the accomplice of these maniacs, and even decommission the Strip altogether. And this rectangle exists as a remnant of Egypt's aggression in 1948, of Egypt's invasion at the time to destroy Israel on the day it declared independence and steal all the wealth the Zionists had created. Israel must rebrand Hamas as another Al-Qaeda that must be crushed. And if there is collateral damage, as there was during the Allied defeat of Germany, so be it.
Na 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 Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed Vehaya Hashem Lemelech Al Kol Haaretz Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad Hoi Na 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 Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed והיה השם למלך,
למלך על כל,
על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. הוי, והיה השם למלך,
למלך על כל,
על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. הוי, נה 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 נאי נאי נא נא נאי נא נאי נא נאי 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 נא נא נאי הוי נא נא נאי נא נאי נא 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 נאי 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 נא 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 נאי
נא 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 נאי
נא נאי נא נאי
נא 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 נא
נאי נאי נא נא נאי
השם מלך.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. I imagine you all saw the quote of the week last week by Her Majesty Queen of Enlightened Ethics at the UN, the High Commissioner of Human Self-Righteousness, Navi Pillay, who told an emergency meeting of her UNHRC in Geneva that Israel was falling short of its duty to protect civilians in Gaza from Israeli rockets. She said these may be war crimes, which include Israel's refusal to share its Iron Dome system with the governing authority in Gaza, she said, namely Hamas. She also condemned the U.S. for funding the Iron Dome while doing nothing in this regard for the ancient ones. Is this woman a moron or what? And I'm waiting for our prime minister or president to talk back to this idiot and dismiss her as wholly incompetent in the matter of judging what is proper and improper in battle. I think Israel should make a laughingstock of this woman and lump her with similar critics who are obviously incapable of seeing us Jews as fellow human beings. Her expectation here that we share this defense system with our aggressors is the fruit of a brain that's not working, or a mind incapable of seeing Jews as just more human beings. When in the history of nations has a nation ever just shared its military technology with its mortal enemies against whom the technology was invented? Is this woman thinking? Is her brain running at all? She's dealing with some kind of operating system I'm unaware of. She should be ridiculed and embarrassed for her stupidity and lumped with other anti-Jews whose brains blow a fuse when thinking of Jews. It's a funny thing the way anti-Jew thinking like this so goes off the rails. Think of Erdogan last week, who has joined the howling pack of jackals wailing that Israel is deliberately killing children. Clearly those responsible for the death and injury to children in Gaza is Hamas. Any civilized person whose mind is not infected with anti-Jewitis can see that. You cannot hide behind children and then blame the other guy if the child is hit. In a way, this is Molech, the god of the Ammonites. Children sacrifice for religious reasons, killing children as a religious act. This is who Hamas is, and perhaps the most important reason why Israel must trounce Hamas. Their leaders are crooks and cheats who do little for the common welfare, and they're just plain evil. They market a Hitlerian hatred of Jews. It's their bread and butter, like Louis Farrakhan's, like Reverend Jeremiah Wright and his devotees, if you know who I mean. Like Hitler himself, what did he ever have to say about anything that was worth anything? His one marketable notion was his satanic, demonic hatred of Jews. And the same can be said for Hamas. Israel could do worse than to publicly declare Hamas this generation's version of Nazism, and Israel will spare no expense to destroy this organization in Gaza. We really have no choice. No accommodation with Hamas is possible. Total victory is our only hope.
Aleinu leshabeach la Adon HaKol Hatet gedula leyotzer bereshit שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונם
ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא
שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ
ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים הוא אלוקינו אין עוד
אמת מלכינו אפס זולתו
ככתוב בתורתו וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד
עלינו לשבח לאדון הכל לתת גדולה ליוצר בראשית שלא עשנו כגויי הארצות ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו ככל המונה
ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא
שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסד ארץ
ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל ושכינת עוזו בגובי מרומים הוא אלוקינו אין עוד
אמת מלכינו אפס זולתו
ככתוב בתורתו וידעת היום והשבות אל לבביך כי השם הוא האלוקים בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד
נאי נא נאי נא 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 Na 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 na
בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת אין עוד
Okay, Tuesday, no webcast, of course, the 9th of Av, the saddest day in the Jewish year. May it deliver wisdom this year to our leaders and help them make the right choice. Lana Tov, Tzom Kal, have an easy fast. Me'eretz Yisrael.